This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you and good afternoon. Well, the local chapter of Pheasants Forever is holding a food plot seed pickup this Saturday. President of the chapter, Glenn Bishop of Litchfield, says the pickup is for members, but if you're interested, they can sign you up that morning.
Yes, we have a seed for food plot that we're giving away to members, and you know, if that's an issue, you know, we could sign you up as a member on the spot. Even it's a $35 fee that goes to National Pheasants Forever, but we do get surplus seed from companies. I've got milo, soybeans, corn, and we're going to get some sunflower seeds. The small benefit of the food plot seeds is this is excess seeds for the companies that probably would, you know, a lot of it's treated seed that probably would have to go to the landfill. I'm told that the manufacturers aren't allowed to dispose of them by incinerating anymore. So if they can donate them to habitat organizations like us, and then we can get it in the ground in the form of food plot seed, you know, to feed the animals, and you know, and with it more, we call it more of emergency food plot seed, because if we don't have terrible winters around here, and this wasn't a bad winter here for sure, but in particular an ice storm, the food plots will maintain a covey of quail or the pheasants through an ice storm around here. In Dakota, they have terrible winters. You know, the food plots are essential to go through the worst, you know, blizzards and stuff there. But, you know, but it is important to provide that extra nutrition to those animals in emergency situations. And that's why, we feel it's important to get these food plot seeds to people and get them in the ground. Some of the CRP contracts require you to, back in the old days when you had to get points, you got points for signing up to put in an acre of food plots, but then you had to find seed to get it done, and that's part of what started this, is to be able to get seed to those CRP people to be able to meet the requirements of their CRP contracts. But it is, you know, it really, and I have to say that, you know, it definitely works, because it's particularly the quail, that's where I find them when I'm hunting, is close to the food plots. So they really use them as an important part of our process.
How big of a plot are we talking? I'm sure it varies by each person's amount of acreage that they have that they want to plant this on, but are they typically like an acre, or are they smaller or bigger than that?
My plots are actually smaller. I probably do, you know, I do multiple plots. I have like 100 acres of, in particularly my main farm, I have 100 acres of CRP, and I probably have four plots that total an acre and a half, you know, and I use mainly milo. You know, a lot of people use corn if they're really deer hunters, you know, or soybeans. The sunflowers are great also, and they end up with a dove field, you know, so it really depends on your CRP and what your contract reads, or where you have open ground that's not under, say it's not under CRP contract, but on the edge of it, you know, this, you know, the food plots are very, very important, you know, in my opinion.
So I guess we need to know the location and times that you will be giving the feed plot to seed away this weekend.
Saturday from 8 until 11, I believe, was what it was. We're going to be doing it in the parking lot of the KC Hall, south of Hillsboro. There, not far from the prison and Wright Automotive and the Moonlight Wide, the KC Hall parking lot. And we do it mainly as an initial giveaway, and it has worked that way. You know, we set a date and time, and people show up and do that. But other people will call in. I'll set some aside for them, and we'll get them to them later. Last year we serviced like 24 people came and got food plot seed on that day of the giveaway. My cell phone is 217-313-1069. We do have seed on hand. But if we run out, we do have access to more.
Glenn Bishop, president of the local Pheasants Forever chapter, and we'll be back with more after these messages. The Soil Health Partnership announced Thursday that General Mills has agreed to back the partnership's sustainability efforts. The Soil Health Partnership started as an initiative by the National Corn Growers Association to help farmers achieve better soil health. General Mills Chief Sustainability Officer Jerry Lynch said they're grateful to partner with farmers in their supply chain in their ongoing work to build healthy soils, and welcome further collaboration with all interested parties in the value chain. Nick Gazer, National Corn Growers Association Director of Soil Health and Sustainability, says the commitment by General Mills will allow the partnership to expand to new geographies in and out of the upper Midwest, where efforts have been focused so far. General Mills joins a list of supporters that includes Monsanto, the Walton Family Foundation, the Midwest Row Crop Collaborative, and the Natural Resources Conservation Service. In other news, Walmart has launched a sustainability platform aimed at reducing greenhouse gas emissions and is calling on its supply chain to join the initiative. Dubbed Project Gigaton, the initiative will provide an emissions reduction toolkit to a broad network of suppliers seeking to eliminate 1 gigaton of emissions, focusing on areas such as manufacturing, materials, and use of products by 2030. The company estimated achieving the goal would be equivalent to taking more than 211 million passenger vehicles off U.S. roads and highways for a year. Meeting Place reports the company has identified energy, agriculture, waste, packaging, deforestation, and product use and design as the goal areas in which to focus part of the plan's climate efforts. Well, looking at community events on this Friday and over the weekend, the Gillespie FFA chapter is hosting their annual plant sale this afternoon from 3 to 6 p.m. and again tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to noon. That's taking place at the Gillespie High School Greenhouse. The Lincolnwood FFA chapter is also hosting their plant sale. That's happening this afternoon from 1 to 6 p.m. and tomorrow morning from 8 a.m. to noon at the high school. And the Gillespie FFA alumni is hosting a drive-through chicken dinner this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The dinner will be held behind the Gillespie High School and Middle School cafeteria. And that does it for today's WSMI Farm Show. I'm Katie Wilson.